You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive. Listening to
I'm uncomfortable with that, Reg.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Adatula and Ron Hughley.
That's right. As we return here, we are 11 strong, or what are we, nine strong hours down. I try to push this to 11. I try to get us.
That'd have been fun if we were all of a sudden at 11.
No, I don't want to get to 11 yet. We still got 3 hours.
That's true.
To really try to push this goal. We're trying to get to 20K here. And you guys have done an amazing job. Again, shout out to Netbar, who matched everybody's donation there in that 2 o'clock hour. But here we go. You're just getting off work. If you're rolling in with us, this is the very first Reggie and Ron Radiothon, as we are trying to help out the Houston Food Bank, as they service over 1 million people in this great city, 18 different counties. And we were really inspired and touched, Reggie and myself, when we see that their budget has been cut by $11 million over the last year or so, and they are still expected to service the 1 million plus in this city, and we wanted to do whatever we could to help them out. And you guys, they didn't know, and hell, I didn't know, the power of one of the best radio stations in the country. 30 plus years Sports Radio 610 has been around, and they're showing the power of these listeners. There ain't a damn radio station around here that could pull this off, in my opinion. You guys have been able to do it in an amazing fashion. And you still have 3 more hours to do so. Patrick Creighton in the building as
well
with us, doing his thing. And
They done raised it on us again.
What do you mean?
All right, so we started the day, and like you said, nobody knew the full extent of what Sports Radio 610 could do. The hurricane of support that was coming.
The power.
Right? And because they started our donation on the page, our goal, with $3,000. We crossed that threshold, I mean, within, what was that, a couple hours?
Yeah.
Quicker?
To the stars.
They raised it. They were like, all right, let's see if you can get to 10,000. Crossed that threshold within the first 3 hours?
Yeah, that was quick. That was a lot quicker than I thought for this jersey.
They raised it to 15,000, and right now the counter says $13,500. I think we still have some accounting to do to add on top of that, just on cash donations.
Yes.
So now the goal, just on pure donations, this is outside of the auctions that we have for dinners with all the shows and with Figgy and B. Scott. Our goal is $20,000 in cash donations. And at this point, I am beyond, just like I'm beyond questioning the Astros despite all of the injuries and all the nicks and bruises and all the trials and tribulations that they're going up against. I'm beyond questioning what a Sports Radio 610 donation base can do.
So, inevitable.
20,000, if we can make that happen in the next 3 hours.
I know we can.
Especially when we consider, man, like, the food bank does a fantastic job. 3 meals out of every dollar donated is what they can do. So if we get to that 20,000 in pure donations, 60,000 meals.
Yes. And again, also, not just the donations, 713-572-4610. Tyler is waiting back there. You got a chance to make bids on the auctions. Can you go where we are right now, auction-wise, numbers-wise? I know.
So I want to push a couple of dinners in particular. We're doing pretty well. I just want to highlight, first of all, PC's here, and you were talking about it, man. We're excited for the dinner that you guys have at Christian's Tailgate. Can you remind the folks who all will be attending dinner because y'all going to have a whole care event. Y'all going to basically rent out the Christian's Tailgate.
I thought
he's
going to say
like
Vander Holyfield.
I can't promise Vander Holyfield.
If we're going to be fair about Vander Holyfield, he still owes me 3 phone calls.
Oh!
There's a story there.
Can't wait to hear that one. And that's the type of story that you can hear when you hang out with these fellas. Right now, the high bid is $300 to hang out with Area 45 at Christian's Tailgate. Who all will be there with the winner and one guest?
So if you bid on and win the dinner with Area 45, not only will you have dinner with myself, Sean Majani, Chris Santiago, but you will also be having dinner with the current WBA No. 6 ranked super middleweight Darius Fulgham, fights right here out of Houston, and you will also be having dinner with an original Houstonian, 4-time world lightweight champion Juan Baby Bull Diaz.
And his belts. Like, those are coming with you.
At least one is. We did an event for our 1-year anniversary.
I think my kids took pictures with him.
Yeah.
And held the belt.
And Juan brought one of his belts. And the thing is huge. And it's heavy. Like, it comes in a case. Like, it's, and, yeah, Ron's kids all got pictures of the belt. Sean Bajani's kid got a picture with the belt. Sean Bajani's kid also punched Juan Diaz in the stomach.
He did. I recall that.
It's a little aggressive.
A lot aggressive, in fact.
But you'll get to hang out with us as well as Darius Fulgham, Juan Baby Bull Diaz, and they've got incredible stories from all their time in boxing.
So that's one. You got that there. And then also,
they got ours, damn it.
The drive.
Now look here, damn it. 713-572-4610. It's at $1,000 right now. Let's go. Come on now, let's jump this thing up. You get Clint, you get Tyler, you get to say everything you wanted to say to my damn face. You get to say it, get a little bottle of Blanton's as well. Have a good time, hang out with us.
Carbrock Brewing,
and you know, good meal, good beer, good drinks, fun stories. Clint said he'll add some sweetened to the pot as well. 713-572-4610. Let's go ahead and add to that bid. What is it, $1,000 right now?
$1,000 bid is the high bid.
Let's jump that thing right now. And remember, all proceeds to the bids for all of the dinners as well as your donations will all 100% go to the Houston Food Bank.
Actually, I feel like I also need to hype this one up. I know that I've just spent the whole segment hyping this up, but I feel like I should have mentioned this again. The Cormier's Kitchen.
They got a lot there, man.
Yeah, that came in a little later. There's a lot of things in this particular package that is currently, the high bid is only $775.
Yeah.
Which is dinner for you and 3 guests. So you're already getting more people. You should be able to split this up amongst your folks with B. Scott and Figgy Fig.
That's right.
And that is at Cormier's Kitchen. Dude. A fantastic establishment. But also on top of that, you will get a signed and framed Yordan Alvarez jersey. Like, we're talking, that's already part of additional value there. You'll get some Weller 12. And then on top of that, what I can only call a special extra situation for you with you and 3 guests that will be happening next week. It's a special extra situation. That's all I can really say about it. Just a special extra situation, but it's happening next week. And I'm talking about the value on this is significantly more than the $775 that's the high bid. That's all I want to say. I mean, I can't steer you any further. I'm just letting you know. It's a good package to bid on.
I might have to cheat. I might have to cheat and pull
out. Hey, win if you can, lose if you must, but always
cheat. I might have to cheat and pull out a big gun here in just a bit. But 713-572-4610, you can call in and do your thing there. I wanted to ask you guys a question. Tyler, you can jump in as well on this. Is Kevin Durant the biggest star that Houston's seen as an athlete? Is he the biggest? No, I'm not saying this.
It's a good question.
Who else? Who would you say is like star, not best player?
Roger Clemens.
Star. Is Roger Clemens a bigger star than Kevin Durant?
I'm trying. Like, Roger Clemens was clearly famous. Infamous at some point because of.
I'm not trying.
I think it's a very interesting question.
Hakeem was a
better player, but I don't think Olajuwon was a bigger star. Like bigger star, right? Usually that comes for quarterbacks. Is there been someone bigger?
Well, you had Roger Clemens who.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The only 7-time Cy Young Award winner. Now, he was here later in his career, but, you know, because he lives in Texas, he's a massive star here.
Massive star here, yeah.
Nolan Ryan was a massive star here, and he pitched for both Houston and Texas.
Don't be a knucklehead.
Olajuwon, of course, was a massive star, and he won 2 titles. Plus, he played college here.
Nolan's a great answer.
Yeah, Nolan... That's tough. I wasn't alive around that time. That's why I'm posing to others where Ron, he is. Like,
you were alive in the 80s, Ron.
I mean, not really.
He said not real. What does that mean?
Not really.
Not really to know. I mean.
That means he was like, in 1986, Rob was like three.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, I don't know if we can count that. Like, I understand what we're doing there. It would definitely.
I don't agree. I think Charles became a much bigger star. Bigger star to the Charles Barkley.
After you call him fat, is that what you're doing?
No, I'm not. I mean, he's doing a good job getting down, by the
way.
But I mean, as he's a much bigger star right now than he was a player.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because of his other like.
And he was a big star, but he was an MVP. He took the Suns to the finals, and that team had no business going to the finals. The team was all Charles Barkley. And he was a star, but he wasn't the Michael star. Michael was the star. You know, Magic was the star. Even as great a player as Kareem was, Magic was a bigger star.
Like, Kevin Durant over the last decade's been one of the biggest stars in sports.
But I don't know if he's...
He's not LeBron's
like
Steph.
LeBron
he's
like a, is a star.
But he's a tick underneath him.
Text line just gave you the answer. Globally, Yao Ming. Okay,
I was going to say Yao earlier, but he just... Globally, yes.
The global thing.
But I mean,
what, so the world don't count now?
I'm not saying the world
doesn't count. What are you trying to say? It's America and it's 4th of July weekend. Just, no, the rest of the world doesn't count. If we're talking about Houston stars...
Why are we yelling right now?
Houston's got to matter.
I mean, I guess globally... Yeah,
not going to stop yelling.
Like right,
that means
like right now, globally, Shohei's a bigger star than LeBron, right? But I mean, it's not. I mean, no one.
If we're going to just go Houston and global, George Foreman.
That's a
star.
Good answer.
That's pretty good. Glad we have you here, George Foreman.
That's a great answer.
Someone says James Harden's the same level of superstar as Durant.
That is.
I don't agree with that at all. And I'm not going to look at you when you say.
Are you for real right now?
I don't think James is the same level of star as Kevin Durant.
Not the same level of player.
No, I don't. No, I don't think he's the same level of star. No. They ain't made a movie about James yet. What's that? What is that?
Thunderstruck is where you're going.
Thunderstruck looks
a big part of it.
You know, where is Simone
Nobody
Biles
actually
on
views
this
Thunder.
Discussion.
No, this doesn't count. We're not going to talk about Thunderstruck
saying,
like it's.
They reached out and made a film.
Thunderstruck
Kevin
is
Durant.
Not like Space Jam. We're not doing that.
Dude, we think about stars.
If you start naming the star accolades of Kevin Durant, how far do you get down before you mention Thunderstruck?
Hey, baby, they're making movies now.
Get the bleep out of here.
Is Simone Biles
a
giant star?
Six.
Because I feel like she is.
Simone Biles
Simone
is a good
Biles
answer.
A mega
Simone
star.
Is it, but she's Simone's little. She's every
she's stature wise she's little, star wise she's global.
I'm an idiot.
She's not like she
not as big a star as George Foreman.
She's not a bigger star as George Foreman or Kevin Durant. I'm sorry.
Maybe she made a grill.
I think George Foreman's
a good one. George Foreman was a heavyweight champion of the world. That's a good one. Guys, stop it with Tracy McGrady.
Love Tracy McGrady. That is relatively niche. If we're being honest,
Step off the train with AJ.
Biggest
Hoyt,
star moment.
What
is that a star moment?
Yeah, I might step off the train with AJ Foyt. Okay. that's gonna be what I'm gonna take your word for it. I'm gonna step off the train. I'm sorry, man. I can't get with you. I think in the running, George Foreman, I think is that be his peak had to be huge there. You're fighting Muhammad Ali, and he was the heavyweight.
So the globe
champion
matters there, huh?
When you that globe, whatever, hell, I mean, here the heavyweight champion of the world was at that time.
It
you probably
mattered.
Know,
yeah.
Patrick, you're older than us, but that was
wow.
That was
what a fired.
I've been here since six
with
I'm
a
sorry.
Cannon. With a
I'm
cannon,
the cornered badger. You didn't hear some of the answers I gave earlier,
buddy. Wow, I need to revisit that somehow. Actually, did we ever get that cut up? I need to call Figgy.
Yeah, text line. We understand Beyonce's a bigger star than all of them. She also
Athletes.
Doesn't lace up anything.
Well, I bet she laces some stuff up.
Now this gotten away from you.
My
what?
Man.
That wasn't that was
that in the spirit of the drive. That wasn't even nasty. Right there. I see you, Red.
That wasn't even nasty.
I see it, bro.
Coming up.
How was that nasty?
Please,
oh yeah.
Please remember text Sports Radio, capital S, capital R, 610, all one word to 71777. Let's
Unbelievable.
Close. Let's close. 713-572-4610. Let's get these bids up on these dinners. $1,000. You got $1,100 for for the drive. 300 right now. You can get to 350 right now for the guys on Area 45. You can get to $1,000 as well when it comes to Figgy and B. Scott. Go ahead and do that right now. Let's continue. Let's close with a big kick at the end. You guys have been amazing. Let's do this as we continue here with the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
Tall Asian guy.
Bango tear.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Atitula and Ron Hughley.
That's right, baby. That's right. Still got the same energy I had at 6 a.m.
I think he's got more.
Reggie is laughing because I did something really fat. That's all right. Hey.
The showman.
You saw that, huh?
My good friend, shout out to Josh Vernier, one of the best broadcasters in all of America. He is a guy that quit smoking, but what he would love for other smokers to do was to blow the smoke right in his face every once in a while just to have a flashback. Oh. And I did the same. There was some bacon that Patrick Creighton, for some reason, decided to bring in and test me. I've been tested with kolaches. I've been tested with bagels, including that honey almond spread that looks delicious in there.
It was Ron Hughley.
I've been tested. That bacon, those damn, what kind of bacon? Was this some bacon biscuits? There's some biscuits, too, over there.
Yeah, the biscuits were good, too.
Yeah, the biscuits, I've been tested. And, yes, I did, just like my friend Vern. And I said, let me just hold that box. Let me just smell that box of bacon. And that'll get me through.
I'm glad you added that of bacon in there.
I smelled that box. It got me through it. That's all I needed. I just needed a hit.
In my defense, I did not know that this was tempting you. I did not know that you were on.
Didn't tempt me. I was good.
I didn't think you had better willpower. I didn't know you were on a cause.
I never once thought about taking a slice of that bacon and wrapping it around that kolache. Never once did it. Spreading some of that honey butter that you had to go with the biscuits across that. I never once thought about
it. I didn't know that you were self-flagellating and, you know, denying yourself things.
You got to remember, there's the 3 o'clock weigh-in that they've been doing. So he's trying to keep good because this last one, if I heard correctly, Monday was not exactly what you wanted. So next Monday,
that's right.
Yeah. Off of the 4th,
that's right, man. Yeah,
we gonna surprise people, ain't we?
Well, surprise people. I'll try to surprise you like you all have surprised us today. You guys have been amazing, but let's close strong. Let's close strong right now as we try to move this thing. They kicked up the total again. They kicked up the total, the goal total, and we want to hit that. Please text in Sports Radio 610. That's capital S, capital R, Sports Radio 610 to 71777, and you got a chance. You got a chance to donate and help this great cause that we are putting this radiothon on. Reggie and I have been here since 6 a.m. and we're going to 6 p.m. 12 hours of radio, and it's absolutely been fantastic. We want to end strong. Sports Radio 610 to 71777. Text Sports Radio 610 to 71777, and you can also bid on, make the call 713-572-4610 to bid on these dinners. And I said I was going to cheat, and I've gotten confirmation.
Oh, okay.
If you are going to the bid at for the drives dinner to Carbach Brewery, you can have you a drink and some food, share some stories. And Linda Sterner is going to be in attendance.
Oh,
Mama Sterner!
Wow.
Not only will myself, Clint, Tyler, little bottle of Blanton's for you. Linda Sterner.
Hey, show.
Oh, yeah. And I'm telling you, you don't want no stories between Linda, Clint, myself. Linda Sterner will be in attendance. All you got to do is jump over $1,000. We are sweetening the pot with this 713-572-4610. If you want that dinner, jump over the top. Go ahead and make that call right now as the drive's pot has been sweetened. It should be a good time.
You gonna make me come into the city?
Carl Lewis and J.J. Watt did not get mentioned.
Yeah, Carl Lewis is the one that I was like, yeah, I feel bad for not mentioning that one.
Does he lose cool points with how atrocious his rendition of the national anthem is? I mean,
ain't nobody worried about him being a singer for real. Like, it was bad. Don't get me wrong. but that's not what he's here for.
Uh-oh.
That's not what he's here for.
What did he hit that? Uh-oh. I'm going to make up for this one. Oh, Carl.
JJ a bigger star than KD? JJ had all the endorsements. He was on every commercial. He was on commercials for fantasy betting spot. I'll shut you down.
Saturday Night Live. He's done some things.
That's true.
Now he's on the CBS Sunday broadcast. JJ, I think, is a bigger star than Kevin Durant.
Can we start talking about stardom, though?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good conversation. I think they're very close.
Yeah. When we start talking about stardom, though, I feel like, and tell me if this metric feels right to you, because I'm just kind of, this is where my mind goes, but I appreciate kind of the group brainstorm to see if I'm in the right space. My mind goes, if I walk down the street and I ask someone who may not be a hardcore sports fan like we are. I mean, we know, all sorts of names of guys in sports that the average person you could give them 300 guesses and they wouldn't understand what that person's significance is. If I walked down the street and I tried to get somebody to give me either KD or JJ, which do you feel like would have more recognition or more resonance with the just average American? Because I don't know that I have a good answer on that.
If the street is in Houston, it's going to be JJ.
Well, certainly.
Yeah.
But I think when you talk about star coming to Houston, I don't know that we're doing, hey, who is the local celebrity? I think we're trying to do who is the more national celebrity in that circumstance.
See, KD is a great player, but as far as star power, what is he most known for as a star? Trolling people on Twitter and giving Charles Barkley a one-word answer.
Okay.
J.J. Watt is...
I don't know how accurate
that is. On television, doing games.
I think he's actually probably most known for the "You the Real MVP" meme, if we're going to be completely honest.
But he went heel after that. So it's like that doesn't exist anymore. You know, the mama, "You the Real MVP," and then he turned heel.
He has been a flat out... Like, this is how I know he's a really big star. He's not done things to try, like outwardly, to try to be a star. He's just been himself playing basketball since he was at Texas. Like there are other guys who do other things that might date some. Like Travis Kelce has become a huge star, but it's really because of who he is now dating. Right, that has jumped his stardom up.
The future, right? Mr. Swift.
Yeah, whatever. I'm telling you, I'd be it. But
can't like blame you for it either.
Like, it's nothing extra. KD at Texas just played basketball. He's come in the league. Now, he's had some of the things where he goes back and forth with people, but he has just played basketball, and he has grown to the level that he is right now. There are other guys that are stars that, go on in movies or stuff like that. Now, he did Thunderstruck. Struck or whatever.
Yeah, you can't even get the name of it. You can't admit that to the evidence of the court. You can't say it.
It's a big part of it.
If it can't cross your lips properly stated, but since, you can't admit it to evidence.
Like, he walked on the campus at Texas, and we've known him since he was 18. Like, as a huge star instantly, and it's just continued from that to the league
You kind of say the same thing about J.J. Watt, right? He's a three-time defensive player of the year, leads the league in sacks, the iconic picture of him with the blood coming down his nose. This is before he got into the whole, hey, I'm going to post a shirtless selfie every day. Yeah. This is before he raised over $10 million for Hurricane Harvey relief.
He is definitely the bigger star in Texas.
Like the national commercials,
Subway commercial with the brothers,
and what was it? It was either FanDuel or DraftKings, where he'd welcome like "Shut you down," and there was a whole fantasy football thing. That was a national ad. So, and because he was such a great player, and what was it? The game against the Buffalo Bills, where he played, and his whole leg is purple, and they had those pictures out all over TV and the internet going on. Look, his leg is purple. JJ was a massive star, and of course the NFL, just bigger reach than the NBA, and more likable.
Yeah, but not
JJ is more likable.
The NBA, the NFL is a bigger reach, but not the stars, right? Like the star players aren't a bigger reach than the NFL. Like the individual star players, the way they sell their league, like Jordan, LeBron, and Steph, and Larry, and Magic, like the star players. The NBA stars have traditionally been bigger stars.
But I think you have to be the mega star. You have to be LeBron. You have to be Steph Curry. In order to say, like, oh, who do you think is a bigger star, Steph Curry or Patrick Mahomes? I think more people are going to say Patrick Mahomes.
No, I don't think so. I think Steph Curry is a bigger star.
Yeah, I actually think Steph Curry would be bigger in that. It's funny.
I think Kevin Durant
the absolute biggest in the NBA is going to be bigger than the NFL, but the absolute, like, you know, most of the biggest in the NFL are going to be bigger on just average than all the other kind of big guys in the NBA. Are we completely going to move away from the likes of, like, the international Olympics types? Because we mentioned Carl Lewis. You mentioned in the break, PC, Mary Lou Retton. And then Simone Biles keeps coming up. And I think that those would be the answers if we're just talking about stardom, because the Olympics and, you know, that kind of international competition, I always like to say the Olympics is sports, or I guess I really stole this from Bomani Jones. Sports is, rather, Olympics is sports for people that don't necessarily watch sports, which is a much wider pool. I think sometimes we can get very narrow in our sports, you know, fandom, but there's a lot more people outside that maybe don't care about that as much, but will tap into the Olympics, know about Simone Biles when we start talking about not just Simone Biles, but then the commercials, if we're using that. Simone Biles has been a lot more those and those types of things, but does that not necessarily identify as much with Houston in the way that you're
I'll listen to Simone. I can't listen to Mary Lou.
In that time period?
I'm just saying.
Ron wasn't alive back then, remember?
I wasn't alive. Right, I forgot. He came into existence in 2002, my bad.
I can't. Yeah, I don't think Mary Lou got Tracy McGrady.
Yeah,
Tracy McGrady been on a Wheaties box?
And he was...
That's a genuine question. I don't know.
This is Ron becoming a stereotype for so many people in this area. If it happened before 2000, it wasn't real.
I mean, I'm saying 84. I'm not saying it wasn't real. I just, Mary Lou Retton, like, she was a big star. She was.
The 1980 Olympic hockey team did not win.
That's different. You know, I think Mike's a big star.
They never even played.
I think Mike's a big star. All right, continue to roll through, guys. As we're getting more people bidding in, as I see that, appreciate you all. Continue. Tech Sports Radio, 610.
Oh, I haven't been getting my shout-outs, have I?
271-777. On the other side, Reggie will give his shout-outs. By the way, the Rockies have taken a 5-3 lead.
I hate that part so much now.
In the fifth inning. Well, let's talk about a few things. Brandon Walter, you guys said something interesting in the break. Are fellas like Brandon Walter, Gusto, and who's the other
Colton
one?
Gordon.
Yeah, Colton Gordon, Big C. Are those guys? Is the shine starting to wear off on those fellas? We'll continue with that discussion. 6 o'clock, guys. We're going till 6 o'clock. As you can continue to bid again, text Sports Radio 610, all one word, to 71777. As we continue the Reggie and Ron Radiothon.
Sports Radio 610 presents the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon for the Houston Food Bank. Here's Reggie Adatula and Ron Hughley.
All right, guys. Boy, y'all keep it rolling here as we're trying to push this thing on up. Why not, man? 25, 30, whatever we could do here in the last few hours. We have now jumped on donations above 15,000 just on donations, and then that is without the great work many of you have done when it comes to our auction items, which are still there. I have taken the executive decision to run those till 5:15. Someone told me 5. I feel like I'm gonna make an executive decision. I'm gonna take it to 5:15.
What are you doing right
I'm
now?
I'm doing my damn. Hey,
I don't think that's gonna be allowed.
I don't give a rip. All right. 5:15 to the people.
Hold on, don't
listen to show. You better get that in before 5.
Yeah, you can do that, but also I'm just giving you a little leeway. Linda Sterner's included into the drives as well. It's set at 1,000. You can call 713-572-4610, and Tyler will take care of you. You can get in on the star-studded Area 45 dinner over at Christian's Tailgate. Some boxing royalty in the building, belts and everything.
So you've got boxing royalty, and you've also got an up and coming star. You talk about Darius Fulgham.
Yeah.
He is in that same, what is it, super middle?
Super middleweight.
Division where Canelo is. And I mean, I don't know that he's going to be able to catch Canelo as Canelo is still fighting, but Then what, you know, if he does, I think he has an opportunity. And then even if he doesn't, like once Canelo is done, because it feels like he's more on the backside of what he's doing there. Correct me if I'm wrong, PC. He could easily be a guy that occupies that top spot at some point thereafter.
Now, okay, very, very plausible. A lot of boxing experts think that Darius is a future champ. So Darius Fulgham, currently the number 6 ranked WBA super middleweight contender. And Juan Baby Bull Diaz, 4-time world lightweight champion, will be with us for Area 45 for the dinner at Christian's Tailgate. And right now, the bidding on that's only $300, man. You can call in 713-572-4610, and you get a great opportunity to meet a boxing legend in Juan Baby Bull Diaz, 4-time world lightweight champion, an up-and-coming future champion in Darius Fulgham, and hang out with those guys. I mean, as well as us. I mean, we're nobody compared to them. But you want to talk about getting a great opportunity to get some great stories and meet some really cool people, take pictures with the belt. Right now, that bid's only $300.
$325 will get you.
Easy to get in, and you get to meet a couple of, you know, great boxing people, one a world champion legend and the other an up-and-coming future champ.
All right, you got any more shout-outs here that you want to give?
Oh, man, there's more people coming in
as we're rolling through, guys.
All right, so let me see. I got to shout out Ricky Harris, Gary Navy, Kyrie Raymond, Paul Easter. What am I supposed to do with this? You see what I'm looking at, right?
The head coach of the...
I don't know if this is actually the... But there is a Herman Edwards on here.
Herm Edwards.
And is it Herm Edwards or is it just Herman Edwards? Not to say just Herman Edwards, as if that donation does not mean anything in that instance. I'm just like, do I read more into that? Anyways, continuing to shout out Jerry Wiley, Brian McLeod, David Hardy, Hart Tyson, and John Caravello. We appreciate all of you for continuing to help our efforts to support the Houston Food Bank in a time where, I mean, going back to what we were discussing when we had an opportunity to talk to Julie Voss, this is actually also an opportune time to do this, because if we enter hurricane season, there's also an additional load because of, you know, the advanced rains and things of that nature that will come in on the Houston Food Bank with people that would be in need just in anticipation of whatever natural disasters could possibly happen as well. So, I mean, this is a super, super, super vital cause.
I thought I heard Ron say earlier from your conversation with Julie, they serve over 1 million people.
Correct. Yep.
All right, well, there's roughly 7.5 million people in the greater Houston area. If they serve 1 million people, that's what, 13.5% of the population? So that's
go with your
that's a massive, massive number.
Yeah.
To be serving that many people. And she said how many of them, like so many of them are kids. They're school age kids who, you know, get the free lunch program in school, but during the summer while school's out, they don't have access to food.
Oh, yeah.
So really, you know, we're Houstonians helping Houstonians here.
Yeah, Champ Slice said 14.28% is what Champ Slice said. Thanks, Champ.
You weren't that far. I think that was some good numbers. Well,
out of 7.5.
Yeah, Champ.
I think his number is high.
Champ's been rolling with us.
Yeah, and he did say he was tired about 2 hours ago.
He has been rolling with us. And, no, man, as she said also, a lot of their they service the Boys and Girls Clubs around. So a lot of kids are directly affected by this. Again, as we talked about at the Houston Food Bank, their budget's been cut by $11 million over the last year, and we're reaching out and trying to help, and this is the first time we have done this, and we are humbled by the work that Houston has done, Sports Radio 610 family has done, and we want to continue to do so. We've got a little over 2 hours
left. We're not done yet.
We got a little over 2 hours
left. We can't pat ourselves on the back yet. Let's finish strong.
We got to get there, and the way you can do that is by texting Sports Radio 610 to 71777. That is capital S, capital R on that. You can continue to do so. Shout out to I'll do this next one. Shout out to old Reginald. Reginald just chimed in, baby. I see you in there. It made you a little bit. I know you don't want to shout yourself out, but old Reggie.
I mean,
came
I just
in.
Owed that one. You know what I mean?
You owed that one. Oh, you did. That's
I owed that.
You
one.
Did. You took an L. There we go. One for one here on our on our trivia question.
How am I supposed to know about the secret lives of Mormon wives? Well, like, what am I? I spend time watching the Astros and watching all the Rockets games and rewatching Texans game. How am I supposed to know about the secret lives of Mormon wives? Please tell me. Yeah. Tell me.
Yeah. Syphilis.
It all started with one simple kiss.
Syphilis, nice lady. And skunk. Yeah.
If you get that, then you've been hanging out with us all day. Yeah, we appreciate
shout out to Frito and Katie who joined us earlier. Shout out to her again. When I said syphilis, knowing that was there's no chance, I just thought let's have some fun.
Nobody's letting you live that
Katie,
down.
And Katie didn't check up.
Not at all.
I mean, she kept going to the next. She did a little bit. Okay, and then just went right to the next.
That game is intense too.
Yeah,
that game is wild intense. What was that in the 10-20 segment that we had?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. Because I mean, questions in 20 seconds. Yeah,
that was. I mean, once the music started going and she started reading them, I was like, "Yo, this is." I did not. I thought this was going to be a nice little fun game. I got. Heart palpitations.
Just say we got to balance these questions a little bit. I'll just say that.
You lost fair and square, sir.
I'm not saying I didn't lose. I don't think fair and square is
right. Fair and square.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Continue to help us out. Remember, guys, you've got, let's say, about a little over an hour left for you to have the chance to bid on our dinners. And these things are really, really cool. You'll hear off-the-record stories you would never be able to hear. You'll get to see guys like Seth, Sean, and John Lopez, and Figgy, maybe Ben, again. I'm pissed off at Ben. I thought, really, this was the time me and
he's
Ben
the only
would
one that
able...
escaped the smoke. Everybody yeah, else is Sports thought, Radio 610.
I thought this was going to be the one.
Showed up.
In the time where me and Ben would really be able to take our relationship to the next level, and I was hoping to finally get down to the craziest thing that I believe going here at Sports Radio 610, and that is, how did Ben end up at the University of Miami? There's just nothing about Ben that says University of Miami, and I was not able to get that answered by Seth or Sean.
Who's the most University of Miami of all the Sports Radio 610 personalities? I see T-Mill's eyes. He's like, come on now. You, T-Mill, you think it's you?
Oh, no, I'm just thinking.
Oh, okay, it looked like you were like, come on, dog.
T-Mill outside of A&M's got a real Arizona State.
He does. That is very true.
Hey, the scene's there. I ain't too bad.
I ain't gonna lie, I got a little Miami in me. All right, coming up as we continue.
Welcome to
text
Miami.
In. Seriously, guys, as we said, you can still do that. You get a chance to hang out with any of the 610 personalities. 1650 or 1600 is the number for Payne and Pendergrass. Pendergast, if you want to win that bid, you got to jump over 1600, 1,000 with the drive, 1,000 with in the loop, as well as 300 there for the fellas at Area 45. You got a chance to do that. 713-572-4610. You got a chance to win those bids. But continue to do what you're doing. You guys have been amazing. Text Sports Radio 610-271-777.
Wait, did we run through PC's time already?
I think we did.
Time is up.
He is out.
You know what? I'm going to make the hot tag to Sean Bajani.
There it is. The hot tag. There it is. There it is. Yeah. There you go. Shout out to Patrick Creighton who just jumped in.
What was that?
And donated as well. That was Patrick Creighton. Yeah. Right there it is. Best. As we continue, Sean Bajani will join us. He will finish the last kick.
I don't even know what I did. What did I do?
You did greatness. 10 hours down as we...
I know what that's from.
It sounds like he's playing tennis.
It's that and the cat.
One more time for me.
No, just stop.
Monica Seles, let's go.
There it is. Who had it worse, Nancy Kerrigan or Monica Seles? Text in 713-572-4610 as we get it going.
That's how you're dismounting.
Ron and Reggie on the first annual Ron Radiothon. We continue coming up next.
Sarah Jessica Parker, man, she's always done it for me.
Yeah.